Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, you hear him, color analyst for the New Orleans Saints and also for college football, Deuce McAllister. Deuce, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Deuce, this deal seemed to be, I know you and I talked about it, about what you were going to get for Sean.
Yeah, and Deuce, wouldn't you say it's a win-win for both Sean Payton and the Saints?
Some people may think that. Others don't think that. Others thought that you should get about four more picks and you shouldn't have traded a third next year. Some people aren't living in reality either. I mean, that's kind of the issue that you have. There were not nine other teams lined up to sign Sean Payton right now. You knew that there was a market, but two teams kind of had moved on already. So you were probably dealing with the other team, and that being Arizona. And, you know, you don't know if they met the wants of Coach Payton from a financial as well as a control standpoint. So were they even really seriously in it at that point? And I think that's where, you know, just having an opportunity, hey, look, let's get something done now so it's not continuing to linger on. I think that they did a pretty good job of getting a pretty good package.
Well, Deuce, I look at now, I'm looking at it from a Sean Payton perspective, and that it's not his first rodeo, so to speak, that he would much rather coach Russell Wilson than Kyler Murray. Oh, well, Russell Wilson, he's older, and look what he did with Denver this year. But Kyler Murray, I mean, you want to talk about a volatile personality-type quarterback. I played with Jeff George and June Jones. Jeff George could throw the ball as well as a Dan Marino, a John Elway. But then he wanted to fight the coach. I'm looking at Kyler Murray and what occurred on the Cardinals' sideline this past season. If I'm Sean Payton, why would I want to put up with that? I think it's a better situation considering how Drew Brees and Sean Payton, how they worked out with the Saints, that you'd have the same situation possibly with Sean Payton and Russell Wilson in Denver.
I know he probably preferred a veteran quarterback, you know, when going into it. I mean, just because you want to look at, hey, look, how well will this guy prepare? How well will this guy be committed? He kind of knows that in Russell. Another thing is he's had numerous conversations with him by being able to coach him at the different Pro Bowls. Not to say that he doesn't have at least some type of relationship with Kyler Murray, but I just think from a quarterback perspective, he probably felt a little bit more comfortable with Russell Wilson. Now, there's some things that they both agree on that they probably got to get fixed. You know, from a mechanical standpoint, Russell has to play obviously a lot better. But, you know, from an offensive system-wise, it won't be a Drew Brees system what he implements out in Denver. he is going to craft that offense to fit what Russell likes to do. I mean, and Bobby, you know this, the last 3 or 4 years, how many times did you see all go special being run by the Saints? You know, you didn't see it. That was a staple play for Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints early in, you know, the Sean Payton era, just because, hey, look, we're going to spread teams out. Drew at 15, 17, it's going to either be a big back shoulder or it's going to be a ball to Jimmy Graham down the seam. And so he's gonna play to the strengths of the quarterbacks. We kind of know that.
Well, and, you know, Deuce, when you look at it, I think Russell Wilson, he's not that old. I still think his flexibility to get out of the pocket and, you know, to break containment, and then you look at the reads, the progressions that come about with that. I'm not saying that Russell Wilson can't be strictly or sometimes be in the pocket, but you have to utilize his skill set as far as bootlegs and all that. And Sean knows that. I mean, Deuce, we all know that you got to play to a player's strengths. And Russell Wilson, and I think Sean Payton knows that. And the bottom line, though, is Sean Payton knows that Russell Wilson has to work out all the money they have invested in him.
Well, and that's why he wants to make it right. That's why he is going to, from a system standpoint, he is going to, you know, cater that offense to fit to Russell's strengths. I mean, they've got some other weapons offensively, I mean, but, you know, he's going to cater that offense to fit to Russell's strength and make that offense work, because we both can agree, defensively, they've got a pretty good unit. Whether he's right. able to land his DC that he won't, you know, it looks like that Vic Fangio has some opportunity. I know it's been reported that
with the Dolphins,
the deal was done with the Dolphins, but I don't think so. You know, you kind of look at maybe San Francisco kind of working in the weeds over there, and then
with Wilkes also.
If Sean can get him paid, then that may be an option for him as well. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Deuce, I think one of the things for the Saints, and it's critical, is that you got to hit on draft picks. The two you're going to get for Sean, but all across the board, because in the salary cap situation that you're in, to bring in as many young players, talented players, it offsets what you have, because you got dead money, you got money pushed around for future. Man, the draft becomes so much more important to this team. I look at the Chiefs. They got 2 seventh-round picks starting for them.
Well, because you don't have to pay them.
Yes, it's football minimum wage.
You don't have to pay them, but Mike, I agree. I mean, but you go back. I mean, so we're saying last year, the players that you drafted, you didn't hit on. I mean, think about that. Alante Taylor, I thought you did pretty good there.
Oh, we hit on him.
On Alante, but to me, I think it's so important now because of the fact of what you got in future contracts and in dead money. This draft becomes so important because of the fact you got to hit on it to get yourself another layer here that you can build upon, because you don't have to pay them. It's football minimum wage.
I agree with that. I mean, I think we all are in agreement with that. And, you know, even looking at it, you know, that pick being pick number 29th or pick number 30th, you know, obviously the Dolphins don't have a first rounder this year. So however you want to structure it and layer it or whatever, right now, as it sits today, you know, I know the thought of is quarterback. What quarterback are you going to get that comes in and plays immediately at that position?
So you maybe going to get it.
So maybe Hooker from Tennessee.
But he's not going to be immediate.
No, he's dealing with a knee injury.
He's not immediate. I mean, and so.
Andy Dalton's still the man.
When you look at it, I think when you look at it, they try to solve some of the quarterback issue via free agency. Now, is that the long term? We'll kind of wait and see. But I think it gives you options at 29. Now, this would take Mickey doing something that he hadn't done probably in a long, 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 long time, is trading back with that pick. I mean, because some team may be in need of, you got to remember, that fifth year option as a first rounder.
That's the important part.
Even at 29, you get the fifth year option for a player. If the Saints can pick up, whether it's an extra two this year, maybe a third rounder, or a two and three, a two this year, maybe a three next year. If you can pick up an extra pick this year, plus possibly next year for 29, I think that's something that you have to look at. I think that's just something that you have to be able to look at, particularly if I've got a pod of players that, hey, look, I slide back maybe seven spots, maybe eight spots, and I can still get a guy that can come in and contribute immediately for me. And some team wants to pick up that fifth-year option by picking up pick 29. I think that's something that you have to look at, it because I do agree with you, Mike. Now, not only do I have another player on a rookie contract, I'm at a pick for this year, yep, and possibly next year by being able to move back just a little bit. And I mean, we know what the cap is, and you can listen to what Mickey's telling you what he's got to do or he's going to do, whether that's this year or next year. He's going to clean up the cap. I mean, we know that. You kind of need draft picks to be able to do that, though.
Now, Deuce, with that being said, are you comfortable with Andy Dalton being the quarterback next season, kind of a bridge guy, whoever's the future guy? Or do you think there's a possibility? I mean, I'm like, why would you trade with the Raiders? Hell no, you got to pay Derek Carr too much money. And so let the Raiders cut him, and then maybe you negotiate with Derek Carr, and then you got Jimmy G. But
Bobby, you don't have to trade. I mean, people are talking about trade. Why trade?
No, you're not going to trade.
No trade clause.
But right, you're not going to trade.
He has no trade clause. You don't have to trade.
But no, but
you don't
okay.
To trade. He can reject. Bobby,
right.
He can reject any trade that he doesn't like. You think that his agent had spoke to Mickey?
Yes.
Come on, man.
Yes.
I would reject every trade and say, you know what, it didn't work out. I'm free agent.
Right. So the question
you don't have to trade for him. That's the thing.
So
somebody's saying, well, such and such is going to give a first rounder, and if he doesn't accept the trade, if he doesn't want to go there, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It
okay.
Doesn't
so
matter.
The question
even
I have
with his contract,
would you be
even,
willing?
Even with his contract, Bobby.
Would you
Even
be
with
willing?
His contract being what it is, it's technically only a 2-year deal.
Yes.
It's
okay.
Technically the guaranteed money.
I'm going to put you on the spot, dude.
40 something million.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Would you be willing, after all of a sudden that you don't have to, you're not obligated to the Derek Carr contract, would you be willing to pay Derek Carr, negotiate with him, and to be the Saints quarterback next season over Andy Dalton?
Would I be willing? Is that my only opportunity? Do I feel like that I can
or Jimmy G or Jimmy Garoppolo, whoever it might be, some other veteran besides Andy Dalton?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I have to do it. Those are options. Both of those are options. Both of those are going to be on the table. There's going to be some other options that are on the table. And so I think for them,
what are the options? Dude, they know damn other options.
Doing.
What are the options? What other veteran? They know that Aaron Rodgers. We hell no, that ain't happening. Or Tom Brady.
Trade. I didn't say that you had to trade. There will be
like
some
Tom
other
Brady.
Players that come available.
Tom Brady. No,
there were
no,
other.
No.
I never said Tom Brady.
No,
I said other players.
I think Derek Carr, Jimmy G. Anybody else?
No. Started today. Free agency started today?
Okay, I think it's either Derek Carr or Jimmy G.
Free agency start today.
No, but
free
I'm telling you right now that if you look at Andy Dalton, now that would be a situation that Jimmy G or Derek Carr, yes, you have to address that. But when you look who's truly out there, a better option than Andy Dalton, there ain't too many out there. And then you might have to go the draft route, and I don't know, the Tennessee quarterback. If you think he's the future and you utilize a late first-round pick for him, I don't know if that's going to work out. But, listen, we have to wait and see. I'm telling you, the Saints next year, I can tell you what's happening, Deuce. It's going to be the same song and dance. We're not going to be bad, but we're not going to be good. We're going to be middle of the pack. We might make the playoffs. And I'm keeping it real. I think we're not going to crash and burn. But we're not going to do anything. We might make the playoffs. We're not winning anything. I don't know what the future beholds this next decade, But next year,
so what did you have him doing this year?
I keep Andy Dalton and be the bridge guy
for
the
future.
I'm talking
about this past year, going into the year. This past year, what did you have him doing?
I had the same thing
that you talking right now.
No,
you had him doing the same thing you talking right now. You didn't have him winning the Super Bowl.
No, I did not. I had them.
So what's different from next year then?
No,
what changes in next year?
They're gonna be the same. They're gonna be the same song and dance. They're not gonna be irrelevant.
So whether you win 8 games or whether you win 11, is that good enough to win a Super Bowl?
No, hell no, hell no. The Saints ain't winning no damn Super Bowl.
If you were saying this past offseason that they were good enough to win 11 and they only won
I never said 11 games.
So you said 10?
10.
Okay, and look at the games. They freaking catch the football. Instead of 7-10, they would be 10-7.
We can look it up. It's real easy to do.
Okay, yes.
Did you say 10?
Okay. You look at Chris Olave. He's supposed to be all world and all that. How about he freaking catch the ball? He's, like, very good. He ain't no Michael Thomas or Marquez Golden.
Did you say 10? Or did you say 11
said,
games?
I said 10 wins. I said 10-7.
Okay, I said worst.
Worst case scenario, 9-8. I say worst case scenario,
what's
9-8.
Difference?
So 7-10 and 9-7. I mean, 10-7. They're gonna be the same team. They're gonna be the same team next year. They ain't winning nothing. They ain't winning. No, they could be a winning team.
Guess what?
And you give the fans hope.
Other teams just like them then.
Yes.
There are plenty of them too.
We're going to be in the
middle. There's going to be 31 teams just like them. Because they have one team going to win the Super Bowl.
We're going to be in the middle of the pack, but we're not going to be too bad and we're not going to
be
too good.
There's going to be 31 other teams just like them.
And to me, in the NFC, unless there's injuries, the Eagles and the 49ers are still clear-cut better than anybody else.
It ain't even close. It ain't even close. No, that's what I'm saying. Andy Dalton will be the bridge guy. And then maybe we suck worse than I think, and then we get Caleb Williams or something.
Bob, you really have to suck. No, you talk about a complete tank.
So you giving me 29 other teams just like them, then, right?
Yeah. All I know is
they're not gonna win the Super Bowl, is what you're telling me.
Is Mickey Loomis got to work his magic and get Caleb Williams. That's like Pat Mahomes.
Bob, you can get off of that one, then.
Bob,
big bro, you can get off of that one.
You'd have to completely tank to get killed. I'm just telling you. You'd have to.
Who that nation ain't winning?
Good luck with that one.
Who that nation ain't winning nothing.
Thank you, dudes.
No, we ain't losing, but we ain't winning. We kind of middle of the pack. Like you, ho-hum.
Well,
who wants to be ho-hum?
Just like you then, Bobby.
Yeah, ho-hum.
One other team just like you.
Yeah, we ho-hum.
Deuce,
yeah,
thanks so much. We'll get you back tomorrow to continue this ping pong. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, fellas.
All right. That was Deuce McAllister. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I want to thank Deuce for jumping on quickly once the Sean Payton news hit. And we're going to have Mike Hollis on at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon also to give his perspective. Sean Payton trade. On our Oakland Heart Jeweler Talk and Text line, we're going to go to Mobile, Alabama. Jeff Nowak with us here at WWL Odyssey Sports. And Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. Jeff, before we get into it, I'm going to throw it right off the bat, your thoughts on the Sean Payton trade. And to be honest, you and I have kind of spoke about it. I think this is about what you were going to get out of this deal.
Yeah, this is, did anything happen today? That's weird. Yeah, I had all these great laid plans, and then all of a sudden everything went to hell.
Like a poof.
Yeah, so the thing that really strikes me about this is not necessarily how much they got, not that it was the Broncos. It's how quickly it came together from, you know, maybe kind of in like first gear, second gear, all of a sudden you're screaming 80 miles down the highway. We know exactly what the compensation is. And to me, I think this was the Broncos kind of tilting in that they had missed on so many targets. And all of a sudden it was like, well, what are we going to do? And then the Saints were like, okay, hit the button. Because, you know,
they wanted Harbaugh. I think Harbaugh, put them all in the lie detector machine. I think Jim was their number one guy.
And then he wanted to stay in Michigan, whatever.
Yeah, and I think the Broncos found themselves in a situation where they struck out so many times. They're like, okay, we don't have a choice. We have to go for this. And the Saints were like, okay, let's do it. Because the question you would ask is, why didn't the Saints kind of leverage their position here and say, okay, we'll wait out the Cardinals. Maybe we can squeeze a little more out of Denver. But I think you've watched the Broncos kind of, you know, vacillate over and over again over what they're going to do. And it's like, okay, we just want to take advantage of this while it's on the table before they get cold feet again. And I think that's what you saw. And for the Saints, there was a point last week that I was convinced Sean was going to go back to television. It was around the time that the Broncos were kind of targeting D'Amico Ryans, and it seemed like that might have been a target for them. And then all of a sudden, we're here today. And if you're the Saints, this is like found money, in my opinion. I think you had to be operating under the assumption that you might not get anything. And now all of a sudden, you have the number 29 pick. Obviously, it's technically 30, but it's 29 because of Miami. And the irony is the reason it's 29 is because Miami was tampering with Sean,
trying
to get him. But yeah, I think this is a win for the Saints.
Well, Jeff, you might disagree with me here, but I think, and I know Sean Payton going way back to 2006. Mm-hmm. Even I was here in the year before Katrina, but when Sean came on board, and then Drew Brees, a veteran quarterback, and you look at it now, Drew Brees didn't win a Super Bowl, but he's now getting to coach Russell Wilson. It's not like Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl 10 years ago. That wasn't that far-fetched. He wouldn't have got the contract he got with Denver. I think Sean Payton would rather coach a guy, if you can have your cake and eat it too, a guy like Russell Wilson versus Kyler Murray, who, you look at Kyler Murray. That situation reminds me when I was on a team with Jeff George and June Jones. With Jeff George, he's like chewing out the head coach. I go, when Kyler Murray was doing that on the sidelines, Sean Payton wouldn't take to that. So I just think it's a better situation for Sean and Denver than even Arizona.
I think there are less questions with Russ, right? Like, you know that Russ has the ability to be a championship caliber quarterback. With Kyler, I think the physical traits are there. There is obviously the height questions, but I don't know. I think there are mental makeup questions that you don't have the answer for right now, and you need to see him prove what he can do from a team leadership perspective. That if you're a coach going in and saying, "Well, I'm gonna tie my kite to this guy and see if it flies," that's a much tougher question than, "Okay, can I figure out what happened to Russ this year and fix it?" And if any head coach in the NFL should feel like they can do that, it's Sean. So yeah, I think from a comfortability perspective and the ability to take a team that did not win this year and make it into a consistent winner, it's a much clearer road than you would have in Arizona, than you would have in Carolina than you'd have in Houston. So to me, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, well, when you look at every year, it's amazing that teams made the playoffs and teams who didn't make the playoffs who all of a sudden are in the postseason next year.
Five to six every year.
So right. Why couldn't Denver be one of those teams? Sean knows all that. He knows those numbers. And now, Jeff, looking at the Senior Bowl, obviously look at
talking about Senior Bowl? Now?
Yeah, yeah. So you look at the local flavor. You got LSU, Tulane. You got Jay Ward and defensive back, and you got defensive lineman Ollie Gay. Then linebacker Dorian Williams. Then Tajay Spears. That's always attractive to the Saints, considering the running back position. And I always bragged about Tajay Spears. I'm looking at, okay, I'm old school. Whether it's Earl Campbell, Jim Brown, O.J. Simpson, going way back. I mean, do you average 100 yards rushing a game? Okay, I'm looking at Tajay Spears. 1,581 yards rushing, 19 touchdowns. Then he had 201 yards rushing, 4 touchdowns against Southern Cal in the Cotton Bowl. So I'm looking at that. That's over 100 yards a game. That's why when I even look at Jeff, you might be too young and you don't recognize this. That's why when look at Chris Olave or, they're 1,000-yard receiver, they're 1,000-yard rusher. Well, hell yeah, they're playing 17 games. To me, when you look at a stud or unbelievable player, that if you average in 15, 16, 1,700 yards and you're playing 17 games, that's a great achievement because defensive game plans are going against you. Just because you break the 1,000-yard mark, I don't know if that means any difference. But Tajay Spears, what he did at Tulane, teams knew they had to stop Tajay Spears and they didn't do it.
Game after game.
Yeah.
And, it's funny because Tulane, obviously, they don't put a ton of players into the NFL, but they do have a pretty good track record of putting really good quality running backs into the NFL. Obviously, Matt Forte, if you want to go back that far.
Right.
Noel DeMore.
Really solid player. I think Rob Kelly. Was Rob Kelly Tulane?
Yeah, sure was. He was with Washington.
Right. And so, when you look at Tajay, and what I was impressed seeing him out there was you don't really see a lot of holes in his game. I don't think he put up a ton of receiving yards with Tulane. It's more of their system than anything else, but he's a very good pass catcher back when given the opportunities. And I think when I talked to him today, that was kind of what he wanted to come out here and show is that he is not a one-off running back. He can do a lot of different things. He can pass protect. He can get out and catch the ball. He made a lot of really big plays today in the team drills. I think that he's a guy, I don't know what his draft stock is going to be at the end of the day. I would expect him to be mid rounds.
But no, it's going to be higher than that, Jeff. I think he's going to end up being probably, for me, he'll be end up with a second-round pick grade, but probably slipping into the third round because the devaluation of the running back position.
Well, even Kenneth Walker was a third-round pick this past season. So that's just kind of where you can find quality running backs. And that's what's driven me nuts about the Saints over the last several years is – there's a lot of running backs there to be found in the mid rounds, but they just don't draft a lot of running backs, right? You went 4 years in a row where you drafted Boston Scott, you drafted Alvin Kamara, you drafted I'm blanking on their names, but you drafted 2 7th round running backs that obviously you're drafting a guy in the 7th round you were not anticipating.
Well, they had the free agent from Baylor. What was his name?
Maude. Smith.
Abram Smith.
And, we may be counting on him as a dark horse.
And
you're right.
It didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work there.
Yeah.
But Jeff, go ahead.
That's where I just don't think the Saints have made those swings in the mid rounds that I would like to see them with picks that a lot of times you're not keeping around. A lot of times you're cutting them and put on the practice squad anyway, and you're in position to take a swing at a guy like a Kenneth Walker, right? But you just don't do it, and then you find yourself relying on 32-year-old Mark Ingram and. No shade on Mark Ingram. It's just at that point in his career, he is not the upside type guy you'd like to have behind an Alvin Kamara. So,
that changes. Ends up being an old man, and with Mark Ingram. The one thing, let me tell you about Mark Ingram last, running backs, if any agent or any coach could tell him, listen, we all know you can run and can you catch the ball on the backfield, But can you freaking pass block? Okay, they're blitzing because you're like a lineman, whether it's a tight end or whatever. You got to be able to be – if you can block
– but if you are stud back, how many times are they asking you to pass
but
protect?
No, but
you better do it in the NFL.
If you can't pass protect, you can last double – you can last 10 seasons.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I know Deuce was telling me the story when he came out. You know, one of the things he had to work on because he just hadn't asked to do it.
Pass protection. Pass protection.
Come on.
Yeah.
You running the ball, you catching it. They're not asking you to protect the quarterback a lot.
When they're blitzing, okay, you might be 101, 1,001, 1,002. I'm not saying you got to be like a guard or a tackle, whatever, but you got to slow them down. You can't whiff. So,
you get your zillion-dollar quarterback.
No, look at the 49ers. They have a damn tight end blocking Hassan Reddick, and then all of a sudden, oh, my show. His shoulder, he got to have the surgery. Now, Jeff, I wanted to ask you this. What about you look at other Louisiana ties, and obviously we always pay attention to this. Nebraska wide receiver Trey Palmer, he went to Kentwood High School. Then you look at LSU, and then TCU wide receiver Darius Davis, West Feliciana, Virginia wide receiver Tavion Wicks, Plaquemine High School, and then obviously we talked about him, I think, before. Florida offensive lineman Osiris Torrance from St. Helena went from UL to Florida. Have you witnessed any of those guys, or are you going to look at them tomorrow?
Bob must have looked at my text message sent you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he did get several of them. So Trey's interesting. Trey is a guy who, you know, he's got all the speed in the world. It's just a question of whether he can use his hands the right way.
Correct.
He looked good out there today. And he was very productive at Nebraska. I was surprised that when I looked up his numbers, I didn't expect to see 70 catches, 1,000 yards, based on what I remember from LSU. But I think he was able to showcase a lot with Nebraska that he was never able to with LSU. And I think he has come a long way in that regard. And I think there is a role for him on an NFL roster if he can, show that kind of developmental ability. And because with speed like that, you're always going to have people looking at you as, maybe you can be a return ace and kind of work your way onto the team. So I think he did a good job today. I didn't get a good look at the other wide receivers you mentioned, but there were a few that popped. I wrote them down, but my notes are a mess. Let's see if I can get back to that. But
Now, Jeff, was it just like players in general, not necessarily local, but just because that always – catches my attention. You're in an all-star game, whether it be like Senior Bowl or like East-West, whatever.
Right.
I mean, then all of a sudden you see some player, but who's that cat?
And you can't miss Osiris, and you can't miss DeJuan Jones, the tackle from Ohio State. Those two guys could like block out the sun. Jeff, I know we kind of short on time, but tomorrow I want you to watch Clayton Tune. I told you a little bit about it, the quarterback from Houston, because, Bobby, you got a connection with Clayton Tune.
Listen.
Unbelievable. He's like 6 degrees of separation with everybody.
My nieces love quarterbacks. I got one niece that is getting married in April to Miles Brennan, Aaron. And then I have another niece that is dating or going out with Clayton Tune, the quarterback of the University of Houston. So I don't know. My niece has been around me, so they know about quarterbacks. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought maybe that might have scared them off a little bit.
I don't know. But watch Clayton Tune at Houston. He played with the Houston Cougars. They won the Independence Bowl to see what he does.
Yeah, man, and UL had him, too.
Yes.
Man, they had him in that cold weather, and they got him. Man, they got him at the end. Jeff, thanks so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow about some of the specific players and certainly some of the guys local. We talked about Trey and certainly Osiris and some of the LSU and Tulane players and Dorian, who I've heard in some of the interviews, Dorian really, really was impressive. He came in as a 190-pound guy.
Wow.
To Tulane. And look at him today. He ain't no 190 pounds anymore.
He's a thumper.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate
it,
buddy.
All right, go.
All right, guys. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike DeTillia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're going to go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. We're going to take Jared in Algiers. Jared, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Well, thank you all for taking my call. I think the most important man in the building right now is Jeff Ireland and his staff. They're the ones who will, you know, determine, for the most part, the draft picks. Those are brilliant guys.
Yep.
We got to look for them. They are brilliant guys. They discovered Ryan Ramczyk when we didn't know who he was. They discovered Michael Thomas. Nobody knew who he was. Now, I have a problem with drafting a quarterback in the first round because they have this millennial mind. That's what I call it, millennial mind. We don't know if they focused on the game, video games. We don't know their maturity, their heart. And really and truthfully, you can't tell their talent until they get on the field. There was only one draft with Ty Blackledge and Dan Marino and that crew. You can get – it's so easy to whiff on the quarterback. I would rather at this point in time, I would rather stay with Andy because he improved when he was named the starter. I know what I got. Now I'm going to build the rest of my team. But the most important people right now in that building is Jeff Ireland. We have to remember that when Mickey and Sean was making the picks, they were pretty much a disaster. Then Jeff Ireland comes in, and he wipes the board clean, and yeah. We have picks that stick around. So
okay, Jared, slow your roll. Stay right there. Okay.
Right.
Within the Saints organization, whether it be Sean Payton, Mickey Loomis, Jeff Ireland, who's going to claim Cesar Ruiz or Peyton Turner? Okay, who's going to claim what we gave up for Marcus Davenport? Okay, now you talk about Ryan Ramczyk. That's a home run. That is a
Marshawn
slam.
Lattimore, home run.
A home run. So, you know, it's like give and take. So when
you're not going to hit on all those picks, I'm telling you.
So wait. Mike, who wants to claim the guys that are still suspect and you don't know? Now, Cesar Ruiz might eventually work out, but I know he ain't no damn freaking Jari Evans or Carl Nix. Ain't no freaking way. He's a solid center from Texas A&M.
Yeah, Eric McCoy's
okay,
a good
Eric
player.
Eric McCoy.
He's a good player.
But he ain't no freaking Max Unger.
No. We've never seen another Max Unger with the Saints. Never.
He's the
best that's ever played center for the Saints.
To me, after Teron Armstead, the best lineman that every NFL team would want would be the right tackle, Ryan Ramczyk. It'd be nobody else. Teron Armstead went to the Dolphins. Now, is he healthy or not healthy? The lineman that every team would want that's playing for the Saints would be Ryan Ramczyk.
That I agree upon.
It ain't freaking Andrews Pete.
And Trevor Penning, the jury's still out.
Trevor Penning, the jury's still out.
But the injury thing, man, that sort of brings the flag up
I
a little
think
high.
Trevor Penning has a big heart.
And he wants to play.
And
he's a good run blocker.
And he wants to work out. Now, with this day in the NFL, you got to be able to run block and pass block. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to work
and
out.
And stay healthy.
Yeah.
And so he's had difficulties in year one.
And Mike, as we go on a break, look, last year the Saints used three of their five draft selections on players who participated in the Senior Bowl. So you look at Trevor Penning, Alante Taylor, DeMarco Jackson. They all were Senior Bowl players.
Yep.
So that's why the Senior Bowl is important for the Saints' future.
We'll be back with more Sports Talk on the Big 870 right after this break. We're finishing up here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. I'm going to throw it to Charlie Long, who did a little research on the we can't go through everything, but maybe the last 5 years of the 29th overall pick in the draft. Charlie?
Yeah, credit to Steve Geller for sending this to me. Looking at these picks for the last 23 years, they haven't been very good. But for the last five, we'll go through them. Cole Strange, the guard for the Patriots, was last year. 2 years ago, Eric Stokes, DB for the Packers. 3 years ago, Isaiah Wilson, the tackle for the Titans.
That he ain't
totally
even in the league, no
bottomed out. Yeah. LJ Collier, the defensive end for the Seahawks 4 years ago.
Bust.
Taven Bryan, defensive tackle for the Jaguars.
Same thing.
Didn't you say, Mike?
Harrison Smith with the Vikings.
There are a couple good names on here.
Ben
Cordell
Grubbs,
Patterson, Harrison Smith.
Nick Mango.
Ed Reed. Was Ed Reed?
No, Ed was picked earlier.
Okay, so what was that? Is that God? But Ben
and
Grubbs.
And David Njoku. Oh, so the tight end.
Right, for the Browns.
Man, it goes to show you, no matter where you picking, you're going to have hits, but you're going to have a lot more misses. I'm just telling you.
It's a lot of misses.
That's a lot of misses across the board when you go back throughout the years. But, man, if you could hook up with a Mangold or even a Ben Grubbs, who was a good player, not only with the Chiefs but with the Saints. Harrison Smith's been a really good player with the Vikings.
But Ben Grubbs, when he with the Ravens, then he was all pro. I mean, a pro bowler, and then he was a Saints, a pro bowler. Then
Ben Grubbs was a good player in this league.
And he got a little fat, whatever.
And so, you're talking about Larry Wolford.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Larry Wolford.
But the last 5 years don't look very good.
Last 5 years. Now, we don't know enough about Cole Strange yet, who was the first-round pick of the Patriots. I know a lot of people thought he was a late second or early third-round pick, and the Patriots ended up picking him in round one. Bobby, end it for us tonight.
All right. Bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who dat? Go Saints!
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.